Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away all the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to continue taking your calls in a moment, but first, an announcement, Mark.
Yeah, well, I was just browsing through the interwebs here, and it looks like the Free State Project is at $94.99 for signers. So they're right at the $9,500 mark.
There's a spider crawling up your shirt on your right arm. Don't know if you care, but figured I'd give you a heads up on that. Yeah, $94.99. So you could be the 9,500, the 95th. Shoot. You could be member number 9,500.
It looks like that spider really set you off.
If you sign up now at freestateproject.org. Not that that matters that much, but maybe it's important to you. So there you go. Let's continue with your calls. Dan is in Pennsylvania, and he's on Free Talk Live. Now, Dan, at the end of
New Jersey.
Dan in New Jersey. Yeah, close enough. You're in New Jersey, and you had called in the end of the last hour to talk about protests and civil disobedience. You were saying that you like a lot of the civil disobedience that you're seeing happen up here in New Hampshire, specifically in the Keene area, and much of that has been cataloged over at freekeene.com. But you were saying something about some being more effective than others, and you didn't have enough time to finish your thoughts. So go ahead.
Okay, thanks. First of all, yeah, I do want to say I'm – big fan of liberty, consider myself a voluntarist, and, I like what's going on. It's all constructive criticism. I don't have any beef with anyone or anything like that. But I think that it's important for us as a liberty community to talk about what's going to be effective and, share those ideas. But,
all right.
Yeah, basically, I think that the best activism is something that resonates, it doesn't have to be with the majority of people, but something that, the common man can relate to, right? So, for example, if you're going to speak to someone about liberty who's maybe new to the ideas, the first thing you're going to lead off with might not be the Federal Reserve System and monetary policy, because it's going to go over their head, it's going to be too deep for them. And they're probably going to lose interest pretty quickly, okay?
Well, usually it helps to address an issue they consider important. Maybe they do consider monetary policy important.
Exactly. Most people kind of in a loose way think of monetary policy as important, but it's probably not the best thing to lead with. And in the same way, I think that Andrew Carroll's civil disobedience was excellent because –
he was
Americans,
people don't know who Andrew Carroll is, Dan. Dan, hang on one moment here. We have to explain who Andrew Carroll is. He was arrested in January for holding a bud of marijuana in his hand in public. He ended up going to jail for 9 days as a result of that event. Go ahead with your thoughts on it. You said it was good?
Yeah, thanks for throwing in that explanation. Sometimes I forget that everyone's not an amper or a daily listener.
Right.
But, I think that's a great example. The majority of Americans in all of our polls believe that marijuana should be legal, at least medicinally, if not recreationally as well. And I think that most people see, possessing a plant is not something that you should be locked in a cage for.
Ooh.
I think that people that are thinking about civil disobedience need to be conscientious of that. And, you can walk a fine line between, effective civil disobedience.
So what are you saying is not effective? I mean, what are you saying is not effective here? I mean, I see you dancing around a critique of something, but you haven't actually come right out and said it.
Yeah, well, I guess a lot of the controversy right now is about the topless civil disobedience that some people are promoting, and there are other people who are saying, no, people shouldn't do it. And, from my position, like, I'm all for people being free to be topless regardless of their gender. But I think the problem with that particular act is that you're going to alienate a lot of people, and not people necessarily in the freedom movement, but a lot of people in New Hampshire.
So you're saying that you believe,
Nationwide also.
You're saying that you believe that there are majority of people that are anti the freedom for women to be topless should they choose to be. Have you got some sort of poll results to back you up, or are you suggesting that anybody who wants to do civil disobedience has to go hire Gallup to do a poll of the area that they live in to find out what people think about the civil disobedience before they engage in what they believe is the right thing to do?
No, I don't think so. And to be quite honest with you, I think you're splitting hairs. Most people who have an awareness of people will tell you that most people are not comfortable with public nudeness, even if it's
not the people I know. Everybody I know is pretty cool with the idea of women being equal to men.
Dan, I tried to, I consider myself to be the voice of reason on this show, and if you work with Ian, you'd feel the same way. I can't find anything that I find reprehensible about the idea of both men and women showing that the difference in the law for women to be not thrown into jail for having their shirts off or given fines or whatever. And so what I decided to do today was I tried to I talked to my wife about it, and I tried to present it in as fair a fashion as I could so that she could give me her opinion on it. And I can tell you, her opinion is not good of civil disobedience.
Hey, here's the thing is I'm 100% for women and men being equal. I think that most people will say, I'm for women and men being equal. The way that you present the argument, Ian, is the pro-choice, pro-life stance, okay? Everyone is pro-choice. Everyone is pro-life. But that's not the thing. The question is, are you for or against abortion, okay? Everyone is for equality.
Well, no, no, they aren't.
For people being topless.
Well, wait, no, then they're not for equality. I'm sorry, there's a big disconnect there, Dan.
I don't have an issue with women being topless. My point is that you will find it's the same reason that we don't have toplessness on television during prime time. If that was something that the majority of people were okay with, it would be on TV.
Well, I can't.
Do you disagree with that? Because see toplessness.
There are movies, Dan, where there are topless women frequently.
And I say that rated R is probably the majority of movies that come out are rated R.
You can be topless in PG-13.
PG-13.
Before PG-13, PG, I believe it was Trading Places with Jamie Lee Curtis. Well, didn't she go topless in that movie? Or was some movie with Jamie Lee Curtis in it? It was PG, and it had a short topless scene in it.
So just answer this question, Ian. Why don't you see it on primetime television versus on cable television or a movie that you have to access?
Most primetime Most broadcast networks, Dan, most broadcast networks are regulated by the FCC. Now, are you going to go and argue that the FCC is in touch with what the majority of Americans want?
No, but I will say this. You can tell me right now that there is a vast difference in what is allowed on primetime television today versus 20 years ago.
It's
not because of the FCC regulation. It's because of the market. People began demanding it and began tolerating it, and therefore the networks were able to push the limits. What is allowed on TV today was not allowed 20 years ago.
Because the marketplace has pushed the FCC, not because the FCC has led the way or anything like that. I think that the public would be more likely to be, more of the people than you think are going to be okay with toplessness on TV.
So
and I'm not for toplessness. I am for equality on this particular issue. And I think that you can make the point to a lot of people, and I still am of the opinion that men's opinion really doesn't count on this issue, that we should be asking more women, and we're not getting the calls, and I don't know why. I know they listen. What do they think about the issue is really, where I believe it sits.
Dan?
Yeah. Well, this is what I'll leave you with, and it's that there's an effective route and an ineffective route, and you can ask a lot of people. If you want to say all the people if you surround yourself with people that are in favor of this civil disobedience, then you're going to have a hard time finding people that disagree with you. But if you talk to the majority of people, and if you take my primetime TV litmus test, you will find that this is
I see where you're coming from. I don't base my activism on what the majority of people thinks. I base it on what's right. Thanks for the call. More coming up.
Please Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new Bad Girls and the chilling page-turner hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDoll.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free. So enjoy those on us and freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include the chat room. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com, get logged in. It's totally free. You can go in there anytime, though the best time is obviously during live show hours. chat.freetalklive.com. And check out the Low Country Liberty Report. This literographer from Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. His liberty-oriented reports are for liberty-minded folk, and he doesn't pretend to be unbiased in his reporting, and he tries to add humor to every report. Find his videos at lclreport.com. That's lclreport.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls, but just wanted to add something to the conversation that we were having with Dan in New Jersey, saying that he thinks that civil disobedience activists should look at poll results, basically. I know I'm putting words into his mouth.
Yes, sure.
But basically saying that he didn't think that anybody should do anything unless the majority of people agreed with it. And I happen to disagree vehemently with that. I think that people should do what they feel is the right thing to do for their reasons. And in the case of the topless protest, the ladies are doing it because they don't feel like they're, if they're doing it, which we don't know if it's going to happen yet. But the idea is that they'll do it. And if they do it, they're doing it because they don't feel free. They feel oppressed. And they want to have the same right as a man does to take their shirt off if they feel so inclined. And I don't care if a majority of people don't agree with that. And I'm not going to say whether I agree that they do or not. I don't know what people will think. I'm not going to go out on that limb. I know some people will like it and some people won't. I'm not going to say what the percentage is. But I can tell you this, that you don't need a majority of people to agree with something to have an effective a situation that can affect change. All we want is to be left alone. That's really all that we want. So if 40% of the people agree with it, and it's too many people for them to arrest and put everybody in a jail cell and they leave everybody alone, then that's a win. That's a success. It doesn't matter whether everybody's converted over to feeling comfortable with breasts being out and about in public. I think that having the event happen is going to result in conversations that could result in people coming on board with the idea if they've never come, if they've never thought about it before. That's all a possibility. But as long as they're not arresting these ladies for it, and I don't know what the police response is going to be, if they aren't arresting people for going topless, then they've got the right to go topless. It's just that there's some pesky law on the books saying otherwise. But if that law is unenforced, then that's an ideal situation. Obviously, getting rid of the law would be best. That way it could never be enforced. But I'll accept just not enforcing it.
Well,
that's a win.
I believe that in this case that I first off don't understand at all why there's this controversy over it. I simply don't get it.
Boobs, Mark. People get very uncomfortable apparently about boobs.
And to me, it doesn't seem like the kind of issue that is really going to be hugely divisive. Certainly, some people will think it's terrible, but some people are always going to think it's terrible. And as far as the majority of people goes, I think that you may very well have the majority of people out there believe that women should be able to go topless if that is what they choose.
I think, I don't know, I'm not going to go on that limb. I don't know. It seems like you might be right. But
you know, I have to agree with Dan that the idea that you should take into account how many people will get it and be on your side as far as a certain type of civil disobedience goes.
But I don't know that in advance. I don't know. It could be very different, Mark. How many people take that on? How many people decide to align with the freedom movement based on how effective the communicators are? I mean, it could very well be that the women that are doing the protesting or the topless event are not very good at communicating, and they may completely botch up the interviews and make themselves look terrible. Or they could be absolutely genius at it, or somewhere in between.
Likely, they'll be somewhere in between.
Right.
But I mean, you would agree that there's certain types of activism that are more effective and less effective?
All depends on what you're trying to accomplish.
Okay.
Well, meth lab civil disobedience would not be very effective. Well, it's if you believe that people shouldn't be arrested for producing methamphetamine, then I don't see why you're laughing.
Right. While smeared in their own feces in the middle of Main Street wearing buttless chaps. I mean, there's civil disobedience we can all get behind, right?
You're going to have a tough time finding people to get behind.
Right, because it's stupid. That's why. Yeah. Now, there are smart bits of activism, stupid bits of activism. I can see that. I don't understand why this bit of activism is that probably won't even occur, in my opinion. As a matter of fact, the people that are making the noise about this activism are making it more likely to occur. If they would have gone ho-hum and said, oh, yeah, who cares, then it likely would never have occurred. If it does occur now, I think that the people that made the big to-do about it likely have themselves to look at on this particular issue, because if it's activated libertarians, you know, I mean, who else is it going to activate? I don't know.
I don't get it either. I think it's sad, personally, that some activists are responding in this way. But whatever. It's if it happens, it happens. We go to your calls about what you want. John in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there, and you're on the amp line.
Hi there. Me and my girlfriend were listening to an old episode where you were basically discussing child molestation.
Okay.
And she got very offended and basically felt that you were advocating child prostitution. And I tried explaining to her that, in fact, you weren't advocating that. You were against statutory rape laws.
Well, I think that if a teenage girl wants to sell her sex services, she should be free to do that if somebody wants to buy them from her. I don't see what the problem is with that. I don't think you're going to solve anything by putting her in jail. What does child mean? Sure, that's a good question.
Right. Basically, my solution to this problem here is that if we view children as their parents' property, essentially, until they go out into the world on their own,
mm-hmm.
then the parents should have the ability to seek reparations for damages against their property from someone, say, who decided to touch their daughter.
But I don't think that children are actually their parents' property. I mean, with using your definition, if I'm 25 years old, I haven't gone out on my own and into the world, am I still my parents' property?
Then obviously the problem is that I've created another arbitrary number. When are you no longer your parents' property? I realize that. But I think in cases where there's a question of, was this child able to give consent? Then we should revert to the parents and consider the child the parent's property and say, well, okay, it's up to the parents to decide whether or not this child was abused.
I think that there's something to be said for that, and I think that pretty much you've got to come up with an arbitrary number for me personally to solve this issue. But I think that the way you can handle this with your girlfriend, because I'm sure she's shocked by what she's heard, but I think that you can ask her, well, do you think that a girl that's 16 years old can decide whether or not it's okay for her to have sex? And then likely she'll say yes because, well, she might have. Most people have made that decision. And then you have to ask, well, can she decide to have sex with an 18-year-old boy, a 20-year-old man, a 24-year-old man? Can she, if she can make the decision to have sex, can she make the decision to take money for sex? And, you know, she'll begin to see what the gray areas in this particular issue. And there are a lot of them. I personally know women who had sex when they were 14 years old, and now as adults, they don't seem bad, twisted, wrong, mm-hmm. messed up as a result.
Just depends on how healthy the relationship was and how healthy what was surrounding the sex
was. It seems too early to me. It does, but who am I to say? I just don't know.
Thank you for the call tonight, John. I appreciate hearing from you. Good luck with your continued discussions. And that's what I like, is people having discussions that they otherwise wouldn't have. And I think that protests can help engender those, help those happen. 800-259-9231. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com.
That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, and even a webcam, which has been fixed at this point. The webcam is back. It's a different cam, and I don't know, maybe you'll like it better. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can get access to all of those things completely free. That's listen.freetalklive.com. We go back to your calls about anything. Nick is in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Nick.
Hi. I have three things to bring up.
All right.
First one, while I was on my walk today, I noticed that there was a Masonic center in my place. I'm not really a whole conspiracy guy, but I don't know if it was like related to the Masons or something. I don't know.
A Masonic center?
Yeah, there was like a big house, and it's a Masonic center, like
center.
The town I live in. Gotcha. I don't know.
I thought you said censor. That was like a detecting sort of thing.
There are Masonic lodges all over the country. We have one here in Keene, and we've been
inside it.
Well, that's a former Masonic. The Cheshire TV studio where we record Free Minds TV is actually in the old Masonic lodge. There's a new Masonic lodge. Yeah, the Mason
they still
center.
Have the meeting rooms upstairs.
The blue room's still there, but they hold the meeting in a new building off Washington Street.
Yeah, I mean, the Masons are a real group of real men. Do they have women Masons? It's just a man thing, right?
It's a male organization.
They have all men who, a lot of them are into construction and doing good things for the community. The whole Masons are evil thing seems to be a mindless
I know a number of
plot.
Them, and they have varying opinions, and some of them seem fairly pro-liberty, so.
Yeah.
So the other two things I wanted to bring up was the arbitrary age thing, like, you know, like with how old you are to drink, how old you are to, you know, enlist in the military and apparently kill.
Yes.
And it's all very arbitrary. There's really, I think the individual should be able to choose for himself or herself.
I agree. And yeah, I agree generally the idea that a parent should be in control over their children until their children decide to emancipate themselves, and I think that their children should be free to emancipate themselves at whatever age they would like. Yeah. I think they can also, I'm getting out of here, Mom and Dad. Okay, son, see you later. And then a few days later they come back and they want to come back. Well, I think they should, most good parents would probably let their kids come back and they would have been taught a real lesson about what the real world was like and how they aren't quite ready for it at that point. But if somebody's 14 and they decide that they don't want to be beaten anymore by daddy or whatever the hell the problem is at the family home, I have no problem with them saying, that's it, I'm out of here, my own free person now, see you later, and doing what they need to do to get out.
Yeah. The third thing is, of course, the topless protest.
Of course.
I personally don't see, like with Mark, what the whole big deal is about. It's just people with their shirts off trying to have the same, women with the shirts off, men with the shirts off, trying to promote, equality for both sides. I'll admit it's, a minor topic, but it's equality
apparently
is a minor topic.
So
I don't mean equality is.
Right. Apparently, it's not so minor to some people that believe the world will end if some women are able to walk around topless. Well, and of course, all the evidence is to the contrary in every place where that happens on a regular, semi-regular basis. I mean, you've got African tribes where it happens regularly.
Well, the arguments coming from people opposed to the protests aren't necessarily coming because they're opposed to the idea of women going topless.
No, but they're opposed because some people are opposed. That's the reason why they're opposed. Their reasoning is, in many cases, I'm against this because some other people are prudes and sexist. That's the argument. Not because they themselves are prudes and sexist. I'm not going to accuse them of that because that wouldn't be fair.
It wouldn't be accurate.
I have no reason to disbelieve them when they say they aren't prudes. But when you're defending prudes, you're almost as bad.
Do you know the rationale for why people say that it'll destroy the liberty movement? I haven't heard it, but
it's the same old poisoning the well mentality that we've heard from people over the years. As for instance, there were people that were critical of me for making a stand on the couch issue. My tenants had a couch out in their lawn. I went to jail over it, and people said you didn't pick the right issue. You should have picked a different hill to die on. Well, some people said that Sam Dodson, who spent 58 days in jail for refusing to identify himself, they said that he picked the wrong issue, that he should have just given his name. Some people said when it came to the, the flag burn obviously was very unpopular. And
I thought it was done well, though. You were talking about Jesse, right?
Yep, that was Jesse. So every instance of civil disobedience, with the exception of the most, I think the one of the only ones that hasn't been critiqued was Dave Ridley and the puppet protest. But also nothing happened in that instance. Nobody arrested
him. The cops
really
don't care whether you do a marionette show in the state capitol, even though it's against the law and has been for 200 years or whatever. So, I mean, obviously civil disobedience to some extent has to ruffle some feathers in order to be of any effect. I don't see why this particular piece is.
It's always the same, though. It's always this. You're poisoning the well. You're making it more difficult for us because whenever we're doing liberty activism over here, the fact that you did that civil disobedience over there has rubbed off on us, and now we can blame you, the civil disobedience, for all of the problems that we're having doing whatever we're doing.
It's true, but they're taking it to an extreme, and they're being, they're worrying too much.
Yeah.
Is my opinion, and you'd think that
it's cowardly
point, that a lot of people would have seen that. This really isn't so.
Never been areolas, Mark. It's never been this before.
I mean, you would agree that it could very well be very bad for the liberty movement if every other civil disobedient person besides yourself in town decided that the meth lab protest on Central Square, while covered in their own feces wearing butler caps, you would agree that could very well, if covered by the major media, put a black mark on the Free State Project. Do you think so?
I don't know. I mean, that's a problem.
The people covered in their own feces is not going to be good.
The idea that anybody would think that the Free State Project is somehow in favor of something like that is pretty ludicrous too, Mark. That were to happen, it would seem to be pretty obvious that it was some nutter going into. Or you're saying there'd be a big group of people.
There would be
doing
a group
that.
Of 50 right. of them, and
now we're in the world of the fantasy, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
it's in the world
so
of the
this is where you have to go to make any sort of point against this, to the world of the ludicrous extreme. Nick, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Mike is listening to WIMS in Michigan City. Hey, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to call about the topless women.
Yes, sir.
Type deal. In New York,
a lady, well, the men were walking around in a parade or whatever because it was hot out with their tops off, shirts
sure
off.
Sure they were.
And the women, this lady took hers off. She was arrested, and she fought it. She actually won the case.
Excellent.
Yeah, and she won, I don't know, $18,000 or whatever it is. She actually won some money.
Nice.
And her case was that, hey, if the it's not the breast itself, it's the areola. The men are showing theirs.
Yep.
And that's basically, she won the case.
And
so I don't see why that wouldn't be applied anywhere else if they took it to the Supreme Court. This was just in New York State.
Sure. Yeah, well, obviously the state didn't want to appeal it, right? Because otherwise they would have. They would have
right.
taken that up to the next level.
Right, and they know they'd probably lose.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying there's hope.
Yeah, it's cut and dry. I mean, the issue is clear cut. I think the cops would be fools to arrest the ladies in this particular case if they were to go and do that. Because
I would also encourage the people that are very concerned about this particular protest to Google go to Google,
topless
find
protests.
Out how many topless protests there have been around the nation and around the world. And I know that likely they're talking about here in the United States because we have a bit more of a prudish sensibility on this particular issue. But this is a nationwide and a worldwide movement, and I think that you could very well get more people on your side as a result.
Absolutely.
Rather than driving people away. I don't get it.
Mike, any other thoughts for us? He's gone. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Yeah,
it's National Go Topless Protest Day, Sunday, August the 23rd, 2009, in honor of women's equality.
Sweet.
GoTopless.org.
I mean, hey, August 23rd?
This is a nice-looking website. This doesn't appear to be entirely, this doesn't appear to be nuts. Here's a picture of, a man and a woman standing next to each other, topless, going,
sweet.
Legal. And the guy's holding a sign that says legal. The woman says, unnatural, illegal, criminal.
Awesome.
It's so bizarre,
awesome.
the thought process on this. I don't know.
That needs to be posted to the thread now, that there's a date, August 23rd, for the National Topless Protest. I think that could be fun. 800-259-9231. It's all up to the ladies. If they don't do it, it ain't gonna happen. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babcock with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area. because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The remaining moments here will get your call in if you make it at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this program, we've got an AMP program. You can help us with $3 a month. Take this show and put it on as many radio stations as possible. Get on as many internet connections as possible and expose new people to the ideas of freedom, which some people will be offended by. So if you like the show and you want to get behind us, go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls, Cliff in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Cliff.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
I want to talk about the fact that you had a caller a few callers ago that was referring to the children as being their parents' property, and you did correct that statement later on. But I think that's a very dangerous mindset, to think of children as property.
Yeah, I agree that it's not. I've entertained the idea of this is the way that one should deal with this this issue, and I come up with it being, you know, it's just way too short. Most people will, you know, treat their kids, in their very best interests, but honestly, I don't think it's for the best.
They are your wards. How about that?
Ward is the right term.
Yeah, the way I look at it is as the same as saying your wife, you know, because she's a stay-at-home mom or whatever it is, you know, she's your property. And I think that's very wrong. You could obviously see that it's wrong in that instance, but you can't see that it's as wrong. And not you guys, but people
sure.
that think like this.
No, I agree with you. It's obviously wrong because if they were your property, then you could do whatever you wanted with them, like eat their brains, as a woman down in San Antonio decided to do recently. That was in the news today. So clearly, they're not your property. They're individual human beings that you've been tasked with because, you know, you chose to have one. You've been tasked with the responsibility of taking care of.
And yeah, your property is your property, and you can decide whether or not that child lives. You should be able to decide whether or not your child lives on your property, consumes your food and all those other things. Unfortunately, we have laws that prevent, children from, striking out on their own and supporting themselves. But I think that the parent and the child should be able to decide who stays on the property and why. And that's a good way to enforce rules. But, you know. Obviously, the world is not the way I want to see it.
And I just wanted to mention one last thing. My wife and I are 100% in favor of this topless day event that you guys might be holding.
Excellent.
I think it's a great idea.
Good to know. Well, I'm glad you're speaking for your wife, because as Mark pointed out, no women have bothered to actually call. Did we get a call from a woman yesterday on this either? I don't think we did.
No.
There have been a few of them that have posted over on the forum thread at freekeen.com, and they've echoed their, you know, some thoughts have been of them have been positive, some have not been not so positive. So there's certainly been a mixed reaction, just as there has been amongst men. Mark, your wife had a fairly positive reaction towards it. Julia is a big fan of this idea, and so it's going to be a mixed bag anyway you cut it, but I'm glad to hear that, Cliff, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Since we're talking about, we kind of touched on age of consent, here is an email from an anonymous sex offender. Guys, I have a little story for you that will never be reported on the news, but I wish to remain anonymous. Still, I think this story is indicative of what the world is really all about. I'm not even going to say what state it takes place in. I live somewhere in the United States. Sex offender laws are universally tyrannical across the country. About 5 years ago, I was convicted of a sex offense. It was a minor offense, and you read about it on your very show. To make a long story short, I was sleepwalking one evening and touched the breast of my daughter's 14-year-old girlfriend while she was sleeping over. For this story, details of what happened that night aren't really important. The crime took place in 2002, and the conviction was in 2004. I have not before or since touched any women in that manner, with the exception of my now ex-wife. I pleaded guilty to the crime per my lawyer's advice, because even the plea bargain asked for jail time, and my lawyer knew that under the circumstances, the judge would give me only probation if I threw myself to his mercy. I served my probation and went to all their counseling. A few months after I was finished with my probation, my now ex-wife decided she no longer wished me living in her home. Due in part to my sex offender status, but also to a poor credit rating, I was unable to find housing, and with nowhere else to go, I moved back in with my parents. I've been trying to get my debt down for a year and a half now and have done a pretty good job at it, but I was recently laid off and now find myself living on unemployment. It's a good thing I'm living with my parents, or I would soon find myself homeless, but that doesn't really matter to the state. You see, a church across the way from my parents' house will be opening a Montessori school soon. I now live within 500 feet of a school, which means I will have to move. The police served me with a letter a couple of days back. I now have 90 days to move out. There's good news, however. As he pointed out, remember, this guy couldn't get a home because of his sex offender status, so where's that going to mean he's going to end up? If it's anything like the stories we've read in the past, there's usually a trailer park somewhere on the outskirts of town that isn't nearby a school and isn't nearby a park, and all of the sex offenders go and congregate there because they just can't be anywhere else. He says, there's some good news, however. My parents have been living in this house since 1989, and I might be grandfathered in. We have to go to the sheriff's department and present the proof that they've lived there that long. I'm still not sure, however, if I'll be allowed to stay, as I'm not the owner. If that's the case, then we have to appeal to a judge. We feel we'd have a good case, as my father suffers from Alzheimer's disease, and my mother is also elderly and finds him hard to deal with at times, so I'm a caretaker. Can you imagine how intolerant that would be if the judge basically said, the law is the law, son, and you won't be able to help your parents out in their old age because you touched a breast? You know, that would be so awful. He says, for me, there's even more good news, though. I have an uncle who's involved locally at a fraternal organization. He says, I won't name it here as I don't want to get the conspiracy theorists going. In fact, he's locally the highest-ranking official in said organization. It turns out that most of the local judges and lawyers are also members of this organization, so I have an in to their system. That's why I wish to remain anonymous, as I don't want to take any chances with my circumstances. I'm still not completely certain I'll be allowed to stay at this residence, and without work, I remain uncertain as to where I could live. Still, I feel fortunate to have the family I have. I could just imagine if I was on my own, if I was renting, the landlord would have no choice, and I'd have to move. If a police officer or an official didn't like me for some reason, he could easily have me run off of my premises. I could easily end up homeless because of my situation. And I imagine that with all the sex offenders out there, there's probably someone who suffered through a similar situation and now wanders the streets of some major city talking to himself and begging for whatever aid people will give him. In Florida, they had people living under a bridge, and for all I know, they're still there. These people should be allowed to live wherever they can find decent housing, regardless of whether a school decides to open across the street or not. Not only is it cruel and unusual to kick someone out of their place of residence, but it does not make the community safer, and in fact most likely makes the community less safe. And not
also to mention that most sex offenses occur with family members or people that are in organizations that the kids are coming in contact with the sex offender.
Priests.
They aren't people that are
teachers
skulking about playgrounds, snatching up 6-year olds. That's not what is occurring.
But that's what's portrayed.
Yes,
that's what's suggested kind of by popular media and by Hollywood and television shows. But you're absolutely right. I mean, I don't know what the statistics are, but it seems like it's 9 times out of 10 that it's the pervy old uncle or stepfather or something like that. Somebody who's in regular contact with the young molestee. He continues here, saying not only are these laws unfair and unjust, but they create a harsh community of cold, hard human beings rather than a community of understanding and forgiving souls. I think things will turn out okay for me, but I do worry about others out there like me. People who did nothing particularly violent, or people who had consensual sex, or perhaps just made a small error in judgment, who are made to suffer even after they've served their prescribed sentences, and maybe getting back on their feet only to be knocked down again. Well, thanks for taking the time to read this, and best of luck to you. Indeed, same to you. And this is a great point that he makes about the harsh community of coldness versus understanding and forgiving. And if you want these sex offenders, as they are called, and sometimes these are people that pee behind a tree, not necessarily they hurt anybody at all.
Or had consensual sex with somebody underage or whatever. I mean,
if you want these folks to get better, then understanding and forgiving and appreciating them and welcoming them is a way to help them get better. Shoving them out, casting them out, and saying, we don't want you to be a part of this this place anymore is just going to, I think, worsen the situation. I think his assessment is absolutely spot on.
I have to agree. I mean, I certainly find some sex offenders out there to be reprehensible.
But if they're too dangerous to let out into normal society, why are they let out in this limbo state? I mean, the government's saying these people are dangerous. That's why we let them out and we make, we supposedly keep track of where they live, even though it's ineffective.
Yeah, as though them not living within 500 feet or yards or whatever of a school is going to keep the guy that wants to go to the school or the playground or whatever.
And abduct a kid.
Right, and steal away with a kindergartner. Like, that's going to stop him.
Yeah, like he's going to call in and report that he's got an 8-year-old in the back of his van. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.